views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Now here's your host, Catherine Moss.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Coming Clean Radio, The Art of Transparency. I'm your host, Catherine R.T. Moss. So each week on Coming Clean Radio, I invite guests on the show to share their unique truth and their authentic message in coming clean and living on purpose, whatever that means for them. So my hope is that this show and its message of transparency can inspire you to become honest with yourself and allow you to start to live authentically. If you like the show, please like the Coming Clean Radio Facebook page and sign up for my somewhat monthly newsletter at catherinemoss.com for info on upcoming guests. So I practice yoga and I also guide classes. I'm a teacher and I'm also an addict in recovery. And I have found personally that the two really complement each other very well. So today, we're going to explore the relationship between the teachings of yoga and the 12 steps of recovery with Nikki Myers. Nikki, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for asking me, Catherine. I'm delighted to be here.
Yeah, it's really an honor, again, for me to have you on because you're so knowledgeable and both of these topics resonate so deeply with me. And I'm really, really interested in hearing, you know, your insight and everything that you have to share.
I love it. I'm happy to do that.
So just to give listeners a little bit of information about Nikki, if you don't know her already, an accomplished teacher and practitioner, Nikki Myers is an MBA, yoga therapist, somatic experiencing practitioner, and certified addictions recovery specialist. Born from her personal struggle with addiction, Nikki is the founder of Y12SR, the yoga of 12-step recovery. So based on its theme, The Issues Live in the Tissues, Y12SR is a relapse prevention program that weaves the art and science of yoga with the practical tools of 12-step programs. So I first heard about you through, I think it was Tommy Rosen, when he interviewed you for Recovery 2.0.
Yeah.
And was, yeah. So you've been on a few times.
I think I've been on every one of the Recovery 2.0s.
It's so great. It's such a wealth of information. And Tommy is so wonderful. I really, really loved your interview of this year or this past one. It was so great. And I was immediately drawn to, you know, your story and the way that you are bringing these two elements together. These have become such an integral part of my life and the lives of so many other people.
Yeah.
So the work that you do, as I said before, has been born from your own personal experience, a past of addiction. So when did you first begin to struggle with addiction and what was the journey that you took through that?
Well, wow. Well, you know what? I'm going to back up just a little bit, Catherine, and introduce myself to your listeners, just like I introduce myself to everyone. And I always say, I don't care if I was talking in front of the United Nations, I do the same thing. And I always start by saying, hello, hi, I'm Nikki. I'm an addict. I'm an alcoholic. I'm a codependent. I'm the survivor of both childhood and adult sexual trauma. I'm a love addict. I'm a recovering debtor spender. And I say with the exact same gratitude and grace, I say those things along with I am an MBA. I'm a somatic experiencing practitioner, like you said. I'm the founder of Y12SR. I'm the mother of two living and one deceased child. I am the grandmother of five, and recently my oldest grandchild just had a child, so I'm now a great-grandmother. And so all of those things are true. All of those things are true. And again, I say them with the same gratitude and grace. And, you know, I've learned that this journey, this whole deal for me is reintegrating all parts of myself. If I make one part, you know, high and mighty and praise it and, you know, this is all good, and I make another part bad, awful, and wrong, what I do is create a split inside of myself. There's a war going on in there. And that's the antithesis of yoga, which means union, integration, relationship. So this whole thing for me has been this reintegration journey, reintegrating all parts of myself, knowing that, you know, moving beyond this duality that we set up, there is no such thing as good, bad, right, wrong, all of that kind of stuff, really. And yoga has been this path for me to continue to move beyond that sense of duality, if that makes sense at all.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
And do you believe that, so does addiction and those types of behaviors, does that come from like a disconnect that the mind, body, spirit is not, you know, connected?
Absolutely. My, you know, whole phrase for this, and particularly when I'm talking about codependency, and, you know, I am one that happens to believe and assert that underlies any addiction, right? It underlies any addiction. And sooner or later, you know, once there's a somewhat of a handle, if you will, on or the obsession and compulsion and all that leaves relative to the substance or the initial offending behavior, sooner or later, you got to get, I assert, underneath there to the codependency, which I define as the disease of the lost self. We lose ourselves. So, you know, I think that's what you were speaking to there. We disconnect from ourselves. We lose ourselves. And once we do that, we look for something outside of ourselves to fulfill something that can only come from the inside.
Mm-hmm. And that can take on many, many forms. I mean, for me, it was alcohol and food mostly.
Yep. And then if you're like me, what I did was play what I call whack-a-mole, right? So I addressed the substance, you know, the drugs and the alcohol, and then, you know, kind of whacked that mole and went on to shopping. And then I whacked that mole and went on to relationships. Whack that, you know, and you just, until you deal with what's really underneath there, that's the game that gets played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, it's just like kind of a journey of before you develop these, a set of skills or in tools of really addressing, like you said, what's really underneath, people are going to look for anything.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I assert that anything can become an addiction, right? Anything we use to distract ourselves, anything we use to, it is so funny. Therapists, particularly psychotherapists and counselings and all that, they diagnose from this book called the DSM, right? And now it's the DSM-5. And the funny part about that is there's a whole new set of things described in the DSM-5 that weren't in the DSM-4, right, for diagnosis for addiction. And I assert that when the DSM-6 comes out, there'll be a whole new set of things that we haven't even thought about, because I can use anything. I can use anything to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and some are just acceptable and some are not acceptable in our society.
Right.
Yeah. So when did you... let me go back. When you went into recovery, what were some of the things that you, what was important to you? What were your cornerstones of a path of recovery for you?
What a great question. That really is a great question. And I think about that a lot. And even as I'm guiding yoga classes today, I always invite people into that inquiry about what's most important to you, right? What's most important to you? And I had destroyed so many relationships. My addiction took me into, you know, domestic violence. It took me into commercial sex work. It took me into, you know, as 12-step program talks about jails, institutions, and death. And I knew of all those things. And, you know, the death was really not only brilliant, incredible, wonderful people around me, it was also the death of my own soul. You know, I talk about when I first walked into a 12-step program, I really could barely put a sentence together. And there I really found people who did love me till I could learn how to love myself. And for that, I'm still deeply, 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 deeply grateful. And what was important to me at that time, or what I saw was important to me at that time, was that I really was in this state of desperation. I knew that if I stayed out there in that way any longer, I was definitely on the path to leading to death. And for real. I mean, not just the emotional death that I felt when I came into the room. I was on a path leading to a physical death. And I had children. They were important to me. I have family. They were important to me. And there was still something of me inside me that was important to me. So, you know, the basis of me doing what I did to get into recovery, this was, you know, in 1987 when I did that. It was out of just the slightest bit of a sense of self that wanted to do something different, that really, really, really was at a point in life where I knew that if I didn't do something different, I was going to die. And then I was going to hurt a lot of people in doing that. Mm-hmm.
So it's like a moment of clarity.
Exactly. Really,
of, yeah, I can relate to that very much. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Coming Clean Radio. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Nikki Myers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience launching in April. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Song of the Heart, Walking the Path of Light, from author and healer Francine Vail, is available now. Through Francine's life story, we learn how imperative it is to love one another. Once this simple truth is learned, peace on earth will prevail. Song of the Heart is a life lived and a story told for this purpose. To learn more about Francine and her amazing gifts, or to order your copy of the book today, visit angelsandlightbeings.com.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Coming Clean Radio with I'm your host, Catherine Arati-Moss. My guest today is Nikki Myers, founder of Yoga of 12-Step Recovery. Just a little bit to learn more about Nikki and Yoga for 12-Step Recovery, you can visit y12sr.com. Are you also on social media, Nikki?
Yes, we are. And I think it's Yoga 12-Step Recovery on social, on Facebook. And then there's also Twitter and Instagram, and yeah, we're all over it.
And it's always Y12SR.
Yes.
Okay, that's really easy. Yeah, so check it out, find more about Nikki and also the program. Really interesting. So I wanted to continue talking about moving into yoga. So when you started on a path of recovery, when did it shift to yoga, and when did you join the yoga and the 12-step work together? How was it born?
It's kind of funny because I was actually introduced to yoga while still in the throes of addiction. I was introduced to yoga in the 1970s, and even from that first introduction, I knew that there was something there. I knew that there was something there. I usually see men and sex and drugs and, you know, all of that kind of stuff distracted me from yoga. And then I got clean in 1987. And in the early 90s, I was reintroduced to yoga. And it actually came out of, I developed a condition in my body called sciatica. And I happened to go to a Western physician who just said to me, you know, I'm going to give you muscle relaxers, but that's not going to help you long term. That's a short term thing. She said, if I were you, I'd find a yoga teacher in a yoga class. And I did what she said. And then that brought me back into all of yoga. So it was kind of this, you know, some would call it coincidence. You know, I think that, you know, I always say coincidence is God's way of keeping anonymity for me. So, you know, it's just a set of things that led me back into yoga. And so I'm deep into 12-step program at this point in time. And as I began to really study, first I began to notice what was happening in my own body. And I started studying a style of yoga called Ashtanga. And my teacher would yearly go over to India and study with Patabi Joyce, and I would sub for her at schools, because she had where she was taking yoga into the schools in the greater Boston area. And I would sub for her, and I got real curious about yoga philosophy when I recognized how this physical practice was really doing much more than something physical as it related to these kids in middle school. And it was then I got really into the philosophy and all of that. And as I got into the philosophy, you know, I'm reading books. One of the first books I read was a book called The Heart of Yoga by TKV Desikachar. And I'm reading that book and I'm going, well, damn, this sounds like the 12-step program. You know, mm-hmm. Oh my God, this sounds like the 12-step program. And I started making all these matches as to how so much yoga philosophy related directly to the 12-step program. And that was when, you know, I really got into looking at their relationship and how that works and all of that. And it just kind of continued from that time. Now, here's the real part of that story. In the early 90s, I had my first relapse. So I was clean for 8 years and then I relapsed. And when I came back, my relapse is an interesting thing because the relapse, I actually relapsed in Germany is when it happened. And it was so funny that that trip to Germany ended up leading me. By the time it was over, I was in Amsterdam and, you know, getting back into the streets and doing what I was doing on the streets of Amsterdam. And it was so funny because I was clean for 8 years, but I knew exactly what to do, exactly what to say, exactly how to act, all of that to find my drug of choice and to get back into that way of life in a foreign country. And that is what the yoga philosophy talks about, this thing called samskara, right? These habitual conditions and patternings that even after 8 years clean, I could end up and know exactly, you know, be right back in the thick of things all over again with nothing. Right. So I made it back. I was living in Boston at the time, and I made it back to Boston and back into the rooms. And it was then, at this point, that I really got deep into yoga study and practice. And I stayed clean that way 4 years. And then I relapsed again. In the course of that 4 years, I decided I didn't need the 12-step program anymore. You know, I had yoga. I had all this stuff from yoga, and that was going to keep me clean. And after 4 years clean that way, I relapsed again. And that was when I had the big WTF moment, right? It was like, oh my God, you know, at least for someone like me in the throes of this thing, I need both. I need yoga and it's not an either or. I need this as an and. I need this as this whole thing is a part of a sustainable platform for recovery for me. And it was at that point, after that second relapse, that I put the program together, Y12SR, which does just that. It uses the cognitive, you know, stuff that we do in the 12-step program, working with stinking thinking and in our minds and all of those kinds of things. And then it combines that with, it marries that with the somatic work that we do, the body-based work that we do in yoga. Like we were talking about, the theme of Y12SR is the issues live in our tissues. And the whole idea of this is that there's a way, you know, deeper than the level of what goes on at the mind, things are also stored in our bodies, right? And you know, our bodies really never lie. So giving us a way to, as well, using this combination, release what may be held at even a deeper level than our minds, in our bodies themselves. Mm-hmm. So, and that's when the whole thing came about.
And also, from what I've, the little I've heard of somatic work, is that you don't need to know the why behind it, right?
Absolutely. Like ultimately, you really don't. You really don't. What you have to do is create this safe, sacred space, you know, because really, ultimately, this is all about moving energy, right? And what happens is when we ignore, deny, repress, pretend, any of that kind of stuff, that energy gets collapsed, right? So, and it stores, it has to go someplace. Right. The nature of energy itself is to move. And when it moves, it turns into one thing. But when we hold on to it and grasp it and deny it and pretend like it's not there, it turns into something else. An example of that is anger. And again, there's nothing wrong with any feeling. Feelings don't live in the domain of good, bad, right, wrong. So there's nothing, you know, not to say that anger's bad or anger's wrong. But anger that's denied, ignored, repressed will turn into rage. Anger that's allowed to move as an energy, the nature of what energy does, can turn into motivation, right? When it moves, it's one thing. When it's held and denied and repressed, turns into something else, right? Mm-hmm. So somatic experience gives us this way. And again, not necessarily having to even relate it to a particular incident in life or any of those kinds of things. Gives us a way to release what may be being held in our tissues. So it's a beautiful, beautiful combination with yoga, and few things, I should say, that I know of work better with that level of connective tissue, that level of where the issues get stored in our tissues, than yoga itself. Mm-hmm. Yoga's fabulous for that, and working and regulating our nervous systems.
Oh, yeah, that's so interesting. So, I mean, in the, you call them meetings, the Y12SR meetings, is that encouraged to move around, move those, the issues in the tissues? Is that really worked with?
Absolutely. And what we do with that and how we work with that, you know, generally and ideally, it works best if you're working with someone one-on-one with that, because they're different places and different people. That said, you know, if I have a room of 100 people, I know that there's some places in the body that 80% of the people in that room are holding things. There's some areas in our body where we naturally hold things. For example, the muscle in the body called the psoas, mm-hmm. right? And the psoas is this hip flexing muscle. And it's said to be the place in the body where anger and resentment get stored. Right. So I know in a class of 100 people, if I'm really doing some work relative to releasing what's held in the psoas, you know, it can have a major benefit with release of things that are going on in that are being held and being denied within our own bodies.
That's so interesting. And the psoas is such a mysterious muscle because it's really like kind of hidden inside the body.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we're going to take a break again. My name is Catherine Aritimas. You're listening to Coming Clean Radio. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Nikki Myers. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
Hi, I'm Tim Darter.
And I'm Steve Kramer.
Join us on Spirit Fire Radio. Discover how to add the mechanics of meditation to your day.
And watch yourself connect in a whole new way. Find the amazing moments in life's routines that often pass us by. Add to your awareness with Spirit Fire Radio.
Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. for your weekly guide to practical mindfulness. And to learn more, visit www.spiritfireradio.com.
I like that music. We're back on Coming Clean with myself, Catherine Artimas. I have Nikki Myers here, founder of Y12SR, the yoga of 12-step recovery. So we were just talking about somatic work and the issues living in the tissues. And one thing that came up for me was, I just wanted to mention it, when I hear a lot of people always saying that, you know, especially women, they're like, I love yoga, and they don't really know why, but they're just like, I don't know. I just feel good. And you can't really put your finger on it. You know, it's like you said, I think you feel somewhat whole after a yoga class.
Yes. Yeah. And actually there's a real reason for that. There's a science to that. You know, we talk about this as the art and the science of yoga. And it really is both an art and a science. One of the pieces is, and you know, I speak about this a lot because I think it's important as it relates to what I call a sustainable platform for addiction recovery. The yogis talk about us as not one, but five bodies, that they're five bodies. This comes from the Upanishads. And those five bodies are the physical, so our structure, the emotional, the mental, the behavioral or character or personality, right? And then the last one's the heart. And the heart is not so much the blood pump. This is the spiritual heart that's the seat of love and joy and intimacy and devotion. And what the yogis say is when there's balance, integration, alignment between and among those five bodies, that there is a sense of wholeness, that we walk in more of an integrated fashion and in an integrated whole. But when those bodies are misaligned or imbalanced or, you know, any of those kinds of things, then the system opens up and disease, dysfunction, disharmony, all the disses can more easily enter into the system itself. And a well-sequenced yoga class really is in the reason that we feel different from when we walk out than we did when we walk in, is that a well-sequenced yoga class is designed through the art and science of yoga to realign those bodies so that you walk out of there with a sense of alignment. Now, we get misaligned again really easily, right? You go out to the car and somebody honks their horn at you and you go a little nuts, right? So you misaligned again. But that's why we keep coming back. That phrase, keep coming back, right, is important. And that speaks to some of the things that we look to do in Y12SR. We take those little phrases like keep coming back. And we make them into what we call embodiments that we really can keep coming back to. And so a well-designed yoga class, like I was saying, really realigns you. And we get misaligned, but we keep coming back to our mats. We get more realigned. So hopefully the time becomes shorter and shorter between the misalignments, right? Mm-hmm. We can stay more in wholeness.
Yeah, and That's wonderfully said as well. And I think, unfortunately, I think that people are becoming more and more aware of the fact that we we need to take care of all, you know, all of those parts of ourselves, right. Not just, you know, physical and some, what have you. So regarding yoga of 12-step recovery, had anyone done this before you, or had brought the yoga, the teachings of yoga and the 12 steps been brought together like this?
I imagine many people have brought together the teaching of yoga and the 12 steps. I don't know who they are. But when I talk about this, I always say that this, it's important for me in my study to acknowledge lineage, right? Like we do in yoga. You know, it's important to acknowledge lineage. And this thing, Y12SR, has quite a lineage. There's so many people that I always thank around this. All my teachers, Gary Craftsell is my teacher. Sean Korn's been a tremendously instrumental and such a teacher and friend and mentor for me. Peter Levine, who I did the work and studied the somatic experiencing stuff with. There's a woman out of Kripalu named Aruni, right? Sadhguru Jaggi Vasudev, who I've done a lot. So all of this stuff came from different pieces from the lineage of study that I've done. And what I've done is simply connect the dots in a slightly different way. Now, I don't, that I know of, the idea of coupling the in quote unquote the meetings. So what we do in a Y12SR meeting is, you know, and it kind of depends. And I always say the answer, my teacher told me the answer to everything is it depends, right? So it depends on what's going on in the space and who's going on in the space, but it's either a 12-step based discussion or practice discussion. So there may be a topic, there may be a reading, any of that kind of stuff. And then there's a cognitive discussion around that. And then directly following that, there's this trauma-informed themed yoga practice that is based in the theme of whatever the discussion topic might have been. Right. And for the most part, a lot of times those are spiritual principles. So the topic might be surrender and what it is that really means. Right. And then I got to practice after I've had this discussion, had this cognitive discussion about it. There's a practice that's themed in whatever that discussion is. And again, we weave through these practices, these things in Y12SR that we call the interventions. And the interventions are these embodiments that we take directly from the 12-step program. Keep Coming Back is one of those, right? So we teach, like when we teach mountain pose or Tadasana, right? Teaching that the principles of that particular pose, right? And that I can keep coming back to that. That keep coming back really is an embodiment. It's something that I can feel. It's more than just a phrase that we recite in the 12-step program, right? Mm-hmm. And then once I know that, I can recognize when I can use it as a tool and recognize whether I'm in it or out of it, right? You know, so many times in my day, you know, I look up and I'm like, wow, I can keep coming back right now in this minute. Even when I'm feeling a little triggered here, I can keep coming back to that sense of what mountain pose feels like in my body, right? And then a whole different world opens up, a whole different possibility opens up. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So people really have the opportunity within the class and with outside to embody those teachings.
Exactly.
And so you call them meetings, but they do incorporate the meeting element of it, like discussion and reading, and also the yoga aspect of a class.
Yes.
So who is this for? Is it only, maybe people are thinking, is it only for addicts? Who can benefit from it?
Yeah, it's funny you should ask that question because, you know, in many aspects, I would ask who's not an addict. But the way... phrase it the way, I mean, if you look really at it, and I say this because I assert that at some level, all of us are addicted to the way we process our reality. Right. And so, and that's a deep thing that yoga invites us to look at, right? How, you know, how it is that we see things, the way that we see things, right? And so, but the way that we phrase it in Y12SR is for anyone affected by their own addictive behavior or affected by the addictive behavior of others, right? So, you know, and again, I'm like, who does that not include? We're all affected by it, right? Mm-hmm. So in a Y12SR meeting, what you will often see is folks from all kind of A groups. So AA, NA, OA, SLA, GA, I usually say EIEIO, right? You know, there's like more than 200 different kinds of 12-step groups, more than 200. And I assert because there's some principles there, there's something there that really works, you know, that people have seen the need to replicate it in this way. But this is for all of them. So in a room, in a Y12SR meeting, it's a universal kind of 12-step discussion. And, you know, what you get to see is that there's something sitting deeply underneath that whatever the substance is or the process is a manifestation. And there's something else that's sitting underneath there. And it gives us an opportunity as you know, a community, as a group, as a sangha, if you will, to a safe space to explore what that is, even though the manifestation may be different for different individuals that are in the room.
Yeah, it's like a wonderful like community of all the A's together.
Yeah.
That's great. So we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to continue the discussion with Nikki Myers. You're listening to Coming Clean Radio. Stay with us.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine, and my show is Sheer Alchemy on TransformationTalkRadio.com. When we're bogged down with our emotions, the hardships that plague us in our relationships, at work, our finances, we literally can't see the higher plane where we could be operating from. Tune in to Leslie Fontaine, Sheer Alchemy, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Badili. All you need to do is visit his website, AtanaMethod.com. That's AtanaMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's AtanaMethod.com.
We're back on Coming Clean Radio. I'm Catherine Arutimas. I'm talking today with Nikki Myers, founder of Y12SR, the yoga of 12-step recovery. And just before we go back into it, you can find all the information you need about her and also the program at 12ysr.com and all on Y12SR on all the social media. You can find her there. And I'm sure everyone is kind of thinking right now, where can we do like a class? So you said that they are all over the United States.
Yes.
And Canada.
Yes.
And then London.
London and are the great, some areas of the UK, different, not just London, but some other places as well.
Okay.
And then Nicaragua. And like I was saying, if you check the website, there's a whole meetings directory there. Including international. And okay, so that'll be the place to go. It's hard for me to keep up with these things.
That's a good thing. Growing. Yeah. So if anyone's interested, please check the website for any classes in your area. So I thought we could talk about if someone is listening in and perhaps has a recovery program or a recovery formula that that's working for them and they're interested in this practice. Where does this fit in? Is it an alternative route? Is it a replacement? Where can it fit?
Absolutely love that you're asking this question. And one of the things that we do at the beginning of the Y12SR meeting, like at generally a 12-step meeting, there's a format that's read. And one of the things that we say in that format is that this is absolutely not a replacement for any part of a 12-step program. It's absolutely not. It's an adjunct. It's another piece, you know, to support a sustainable platform for addiction recovery, to address the physical, mental, and spiritual dis-ease of addiction. So it's not meant to replace, you know, it's not really a 12-step meeting and not meant to be like a 12-step meeting. A 12-step meeting focuses on a particular substance. It focuses on a particular addictive process or behavior, whereas for a reason, you know, there's very much a reason for that. This is not doing that. This is doing something a little bit different from what that is. And it's matching it again with the somatic pieces of yoga. So it's different than what a 12-step meeting is. And it is another tool that I assert for sustainable relapse prevention is a needed tool for many in order, not necessarily everyone, but a needed tool for many in order to sustain addiction recovery in life. So, you know, like I say, I assert that there needs to be a plan, if you will, or at least that we need to look at for relapse prevention and sustainable addiction recovery, all five of those bodies that we talked about, right? So this is a tool that helps address that whole thing as it relates to those five bodies. So another tool in the toolbox. And I don't know about you, but I can use all the tools in my toolbox that I could, that I possibly can have in order to help me, sustain recovery.
And you don't have to have any yoga experience. It's open for everyone, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We generally don't do a lot of what I like to call the exotic yoga postures in, in the class. You don't have to. You really don't have to. And so this is about moving that energy. It really is about creating a safe space so that energy can, in fact, move.
Yeah, I imagine that, you know, that the class is very welcome and, you know, open for all, you know, and your energy is very welcoming and down to earth. I would really love to go to a class. I'm bummed that I'm not in the United States. So lastly, it's on the website. However, I just wanted to talk a little bit about it, that you offer trainings and certifications. Perhaps there are yoga teachers listening or people in recovery really interested in learning more about how they can share this and perhaps, you know, be a trainer. And that's something that you offer, right?
Absolutely. And that's the whole goal, is for yoga teachers, movement therapists, you know, psychotherapists even, to, and I've done work with folks who are counselors that work in juvie halls, all of that kind of stuff, for them to take this and bring it back into their own home communities, right? And so that it gets proliferated that way. There are more than 200 plus YWSR meetings between the public meetings and those going on in treatment centers and things like that, now in the United States alone. So it's just been this very grassroots thing that, you know, the idea is that you folks take it back into their own home community and are able to do that. And that's what the training teaches. The training really has their two parts that are sometimes done in a combined form. So, you know, you can do one part, then the other, or you can do them both together. And one's called the Y12SR Intensive. That's the one that we call for application and understanding. And this would be also for a person who just wants to understand these things a little bit more deeply, the relationship between yoga and the 12-step program. And we call it the Y12SR Intensive. And again, this is one where we kind of map the steps and yoga practices and philosophy and things like that. And then the second, and anyone, just if you're just interested, are welcome to take that one. That one happens online, as a matter of fact. That's an online training. And then the other one's called the leadership training. And the leadership training, the word leadership's a little, has a history behind it, but it's not really a leader at all. It's what we call a space holder, right? This is more in the domain of peer-to-peer support. So it's a space holder. And what we do in that is equip and prepare yoga teachers, therapists, all those kinds of movement professionals to take this back into their home community, do the, you know, put all the pieces and parts together so that a person can effectively be the space holder to support this healing work that happens between the combination of the 12-step program and yoga and bring it back into their own home communities. So that's what we do.
That's really, I'm really looking forward to it because I will be at the training in London. I'm sorry, not in London. It's in the UK.
Yeah, Bury St. Edmund.
Super excited.
Yeah.
Well, you know, thank you so much, Nikki, for coming on. It was such an honor to have you here. I wish we could talk all day.
Well, we will. We'll get to meet in London, in the greater London area. And I'm really looking forward to that.
I am so looking forward to it. And then maybe, you know, bring it to Europe as well.
Yay!
So please visit y12sr.com to learn more about Nikki and all the work that she does. And also you can go on Off the Mat, right?
Yes, so. I'm one of the faculty for Off the Mat. So that's a great thing.
Yeah, Off the Mat. Is it offthemat.com?
If you just Google, I don't know, it used to be a whole long one, Off the Mat, Into the World.
Into the world.
But if you Google Off the Mat, you'll get to it.
Okay. And then, so visit those websites, for all the meetings information, also the certification. So, I want to thank you all for tuning in to the radio show today. Please join me every Tuesday at 12 Eastern, 11 Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific time. So, Nikki, thank you again. Have a great evening.
You are so, so welcome, and I can't wait to meet you face to face.
Great. Okay, well, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
You've been listening to Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss. Join Catherine and countless other women in recovery stepping into their truth and supporting one another, living life on purpose. Tune in each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com or visit the archives at withintheflow.com.